from a little pressure on Wasink tonight, and Antonio Phillips has been on fire. Three games with interceptions, and I'll tell you what, he's dangerous.
Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you, and joining me for an interview today is Ball State cornerback Antonio Phillips. Phillips finished his college career with 129 total tackles, 8 interceptions, 18 pass defenses, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble. Antonio, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
Not a problem, man. Excited to get you on the podcast and discuss your awesome college career and what you're doing to prepare for the next level. Now, with that said, Antonio, let's go ahead and talk about your high school tenure and what led you to Ball State. You were a four-letter defensive back from Coach Farrell Shelton, Kirkwood High School, two-star recruit via 247 Sports. So, talk me through the recruitment process and why you ultimately chose Ball State.
Yeah, so the recruitment process, it was kind of like a lot of other kids and stuff, you know. I started to pick up more offers going into my junior year, right around track season. Not going to my junior year, going to my senior year. It was like my junior year track season right around then. So it's the spring of my junior year, going to my senior year. And so, yeah, Ball State was one of my first offers, and they really, you know, stuck with their guns and wanted me, and made me feel like they wanted me, and made me feel like, you know, I was going to be in good hands there, which I, you know, ended up was. And it was also a big thing for me to play right away, play early. I wasn't looking to, you know, take any time off, and that was something I was able to do, come in as a true freshman to play. That was important to me. So, and they just, it was just a family atmosphere when I got there. So Ball State is forever in my heart for that.
Well, that family atmosphere starts with the head coach, Mike New, who's been at the helm at Ball State. What type of influence has Coach New had on your career?
Yeah, Coach New has had a tremendous influence on my career. You know, he's helped shape me into a better football player, but not only a better football player, a better man off the field. You know, when I first got there, we weren't doing so hot. We had a bad season and stuff. And so just to see, like, well, everything we had talked about over the 4 years, you know, Coach New always said those who stay will be champions, and he did not lie about that. You know, like I said, from my freshman year to my senior year, we turned it around completely and ended up having one of the best seasons in school history.
I'm glad you brought up that season 2020. It was a great one for Ball State. 7-1, won the MAC championship. You personally, Antonio, had a nice campaign, 24 tackles, 16 solo, 2 interceptions, 6 pass defenses. How special was your senior season considering the uncertainty that surrounded COVID-19?
Man, my senior season was essential and crucial to me, very important, because like you said, with COVID, our season got canceled around August 5th. So we were already in camp getting ready for the season, you know, doing our, you know, normal everyday stuff. We in camp getting ready and stuff. And then our season got canceled. And so I didn't know if I was going to have a season. There was definitely a lot of confusion and uncertainty going on. And so, you know, for a couple months, we went without. We were just kind of getting better every day, you know, doing what we do, workouts and stuff like that, carrying on business as usual. And then in October, the season got brought back, and we had very limited time to get ready for the season, which is what it is. I was just ready to play again. And, you know, it was a blessing that we were able to get our games in. We played 8 this year. We were only guaranteed 6. But, you know, the last couple games, it was, you know, a thing as you win and survive. So, I think the MAC West Championship, the last 4 games, it was win and survive and stuff like that. So, yeah, we lost it. We dropped the first one, a tough loss to Miami, the first one. And then after that, we didn't lose another one. So it was a great season. It was a great senior season for me.
Yeah, you know, talking to a lot of different prospects, they all had their own take on the 2020 season and how the COVID pandemic took a toll on them. But one thing that I always heard, Antonio, was the fact that as a team, everybody got closer because you weren't going out, you know, to eat at restaurants because of COVID. You were staying closer as a unit, bonding as a team and with the coaching staff. Is that something that you felt at Ball State?
Yeah, I definitely felt that. Like you said, it was definitely more of a team aspect than any other year, because at the same time, with COVID, we were getting tested every day, if not every other day. And at the same time, COVID was very real. And, you know, it was people like missing games because if you popped a positive, you couldn't play. Your roommates couldn't play either. So most of us stay with a football player. So, you know, we looked at it as we only got six games. It's season time, you know. It's time to lock in and do what we got to do. And, you know, don't be selfish because if you pop positive, not only are you affecting yourself, but your roommates, your teammates and stuff like that. So we need everybody full strength. And that's what we did all season. We didn't have too many, you know, positives. A lot of guys bought in and we were able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish.
You were certainly locked in the interception category, Antonio. 8 interceptions during your college career. You displayed exceptional ball skills, tracking down, defending the team's number one wide receivers. What makes you such an instinctive player?
Really film study, I would say. My film study, and then, you know, I trust in my athletic ability. I feel like that I'm a good athlete. Can hang with a lot of guys and stuff like that. And I feel like I match up well with a lot of guys in my draft class. But, you know, film study is going to take that a little bit extra, take it a little bit farther because, you know, a lot of guys are athletic and stuff like that. But that film is going to take it a little bit extra. And so any little tad bits and tips you can get from, you know, the opposing offense, whether it be formations, you know, routes they're going to run, different type of releases from this formation and stuff like that is very important to us. So film study has definitely, you know, increased for me and been a crucial part in my process.
You have proven yourself to be a versatile outside cornerback for Ball State, and you've also shown a willingness to come up and make tackles at the line of scrimmage. What do you have to say about your physicality as a defensive back?
I would say, yeah, that's really how I just play, man. That's how I think football should be played at in all aspects. You know, if you're a defensive player, see ball, get ball, run to the ball with extreme, you know, extreme effort and, you know, make a play and stuff. And so that's how I feel like I play with a chip on my shoulder, aggressive, you know. I try to play as fast as I can, 100%. And so I feel like I can, you know, come up and make those tackles and stuff in open space by playing fast and aggressive. So I feel like that's where I can kind of contribute that to.
Versatility is key in the NFL, especially if you want to make the final roster. Antonio, what type of versatility and position flex do you hold?
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
As a corner?
Yeah, I like corner. I love corner, really, but I feel like I classify myself as a DB because I can play all three spots wherever you need me in a defensive backfield, whether it be I played some nickel and dime this year on the inside and last year, and then I also played a little bit of middle field safety this year. I feel like I'm rangy enough to cover the middle of the field, but I can also get in the box and play some nickel and stuff. I think I'm very versatile when it comes to that, because, you know, like I said, if I'm in the box playing nickel, I can come up and make tackles and also cover the inside guy like I need to, and while understanding my responsibility outside corner, I feel like I've shown a lot of film at that and how I can make plays on the ball. And then safety, I feel like I could also track the, you know, Jay Alley, come down and make tackles, but also be effective in the pass game and be in my responsibility.
You do have experience playing special teams as well, which is another avenue for rookies to secure a roster spot. How willing are you to contribute in that phase of the game?
I'm very willing to contribute on special teams. I feel like special team is the ultimate team unit, because, you know, everybody wants to play, you know, their respective positions, offensive, defense. But, you know, like I said, special teams just shows that the ultimate team unit, the unselfishness. So I'm very willing to play on special teams. Anything for the betterment of the team, I'm willing to do.
Antonio, you recently had your pro day on April 9th. You didn't participate because you're still recovering from a surgery you underwent on March 17th. However, you did do a flexibility test for NFL scouts on hand. What were you hoping to show them with that exam?
I was kind of just hoping to show them that my movement is doing really good. I'm feeling really good. I would say that I'm pretty much ready to go. And just to show them that, you know, I'm still around and stuff like that. Obviously, it was unfortunate I wasn't able to do my pro day. But, you know, that was kind of the cards I was dealt and stuff. And this year more than any, I'm relying on my film. And I trust my film. And to show that I can make those plays and have, you know, closing speed, track down speed, whatever you want to call it. I have the speed to play at the next level. And just to show, that movement test, like I said, just to show that I'm ready. My movement's there. My flexibility's there.
How have you enjoyed this pre-draft process, Antonio? Obviously, everything being virtual, you're Zooming with NFL teams. You're on phone calls as well. Is this pre-draft process what you expected it to be?
Yeah, it is. It is. It definitely is. I'm enjoying the process a lot, man. Like I said, it is. I have a cousin that plays for the Cardinals. He kind of, give me heads up on what's coming up and stuff like that. So it is, and I'm just enjoying the process, man. It's exactly what I expected.
What has been your message to teams about your work ethic and your leadership ability?
Really, that's exactly what you're going to get out of me as a player. I'm going to work hard, extremely hard, on and off the field. In the locker room, that's exactly what you're going to get out of me, too, a leader. A leader always going to, looking to do the thing that betters the team. And I feel like I can lead in multiple ways and, I could contribute to the team and not only on the field but in the locker room. You know, I feel like I gel well with a lot of guys and can make better team chemistry.
I know that you like to become your own innovative player and you continue to evolve as an outstanding corner, Antonio, but I'm sure there's a couple of corners in the NFL that you like to watch and perhaps pick up some skills, maybe some traits, and replicate that on the field. Are there some corners in the NFL that you enjoy watching film on?
Oh, definitely. First of all, I watch film on, any team that's playing. I watch their DBs and seeing what they're doing and if they're doing things right or, doing things wrong, how I would go about it and stuff like that. But, of course, some of my favorite corners in the NFL now are, Jalen Ramsey. I feel like he's at the top of his game. If not, he's the best corner in the league. I love Tre'Davious White. I love Tre'Davious White for some simple fact that he plays a lot of off man, and I feel like that's kind of lost art. And as a defensive back, to be able to play off man, it involves a lot more technique and making sure your eyes are where they need to be. He's very technical. I love Trey White. And then, I watch a lot of DBs, but I respect a lot of people's games. I love Marlon Humphreys, Patrick Peters, Marcus Peters. A lot of guys. I really like a lot of guys. But then, I got to give a shout out to the Mac. I watch guys like, Sean Bunning Murphy. He had a great postseason. Mm-hmm. And other Mac guys, Darius Phillips went to Western. He plays for the Bengals and stuff like that. So I always keep a good eye out for the Mac guys also.
Well, Antonio, the one thing that stands out about you is you do have some length as a corner. I mean, 6 foot, 190-plus pounds. You have good length, and so you're able to press number one wide receivers at the line of scrimmage. How do you think your size and your length is going to benefit you in the NFL?
Yeah, I think just what you were saying, I feel like my length, I can use that to my advantage and be able to, get my hands on guys earlier and be able to dictate and, throw off their route with time and also with quarterbacks and stuff like that. And then, exactly. I could become more of a physical presence out there and, following my techniques and being better. But I would say just as you said, man, that's just going to help me use my technique and, be better in the press and stuff.
Well, Antonio, the NFL draft is less than 2 weeks away from us. It's going to be in Cleveland, Ohio this year. I'm sure you've been focused on your pre-draft process, working out, getting back to 100% health. Do you have any plans for draft weekend?
I do not have any plans for Draft Weekend yet. That's crazy. I haven't even really thought about it. I've been dreaming about this moment in my life since I was 6 years old, since I started playing football and stuff. And so now that it's here, it's really like, yeah, I don't have any plans. But, man, I'm going to be around some family, you know, and it's a blessing to be here. So I'm probably just going to be around some family, you know, have some barbecue, some stuff like that.
Well, that sounds awesome, man. I can't wait for Draft Weekend because – I've personally been able to interview a lot of you all, and it's a special moment, man, for you all that get that call, or whether it's in the draft or whether as a priority free agent, it's always something that is great to watch, and I can't wait to see how things unfold for you, Antonio, and whichever team gives you an opportunity, they will not be disappointed. So keep up the good work, stay focused, and God bless.
Man, I appreciate you, and I agree. That will not be disappointed. But, man, I appreciate you for having me. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, and take care.
You too, man.